WMFO in Medford. In Boston, and of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before. It's why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Making Movies, Seaside, and Sarah Beth Nelson. Today's reissue song is from Tears for Fears off their classic The Hurting album. Also, in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Ola Canada. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Wild. Wild, which is a terrible name for a band, is an unsigned indie alt-pop trio from Los Angeles, California. They've been releasing music since 2015. Most of it has been a series of singles until 2018 when they released their debut EP, Lace and Layers. For 2019, Wild has released this very poppy new single. It's called It Only Gets Better. New music from Wild here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Trying to find an answer for the last 3 weeks. I can't go back, I can't go back. Always been a dreamer on a crazy ride, but it feels like I've been waiting at the end of the line. I can't go back, I can't go back. Now I finally know who I used to be and where I wanna go. Now I finally know.
Better and better.
Latest material from Washermano here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Washermano, which is the Japanese noun meaning lost article or something forgotten. It's the musical project of William Southard. He's from his, he quotes, Shed Studio. He's supported by Madeline Ryan along with siblings Isaac and Phoebe Phillips. They're from Bradford-on-Avon. In the UK, and they're on Wilderness Records. The song I just played there was Self Help, and it's another pre-release single for their upcoming full-length album of called Are You Okay, rather. And it's comes out on June 14th. That's what it says here. That is a tune called Self Help. And then we're going to keep it going with a different music direction from Pinky Pinky. Pinky Pinky is a throwback indie garage band. These three gals from Los Angeles, California, play some straightforward raw rock and roll. And considering it's just drums, bass, and lead guitar, it's pretty impressive. They launched their debut EP in 2017, followed it with another EP, Hot Tears, a year later. For 2019, these rockin' women are getting ready to release their debut full-length album, Turkey Dinner, on June 14th. They are also on Innovative Leisure Records, which is the same label as Nick Waterhouse. That's how I found them. The song I have to share with you this morning is Mr. Sunday. New music from Pinky Pinky here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Mr.
New material from Trudy and the Romance here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned into music you might otherwise miss. Trudy and the Romance, which I think is a hilarious name. They're a throwback three-piece out of Liverpool, England, and I guess I'm going to read you something from their bio because it's so spot on. It says, quote, Trudy and the Romance are nowhere boys for the 21st century. They will leave you love drunk and weeping into your whiskey. The Hollywood tinged melodies and raucous guitar that spit grit in the teeth of a Colgate grin, unquote. Anyway, they have a new album coming out. It's called Sandman. It dropped May 24th, and I played a deeper cut from the album, which is titled Midnight's Blue Girl, and I'm probably going to be making them a double down shortly because I really kind of like the album.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Next up, it's a new one from Neuromantics. Neuromantics, which is like Neuromantics, are an unsigned indie alt rock four-piece out of London, England. They're Daniel Pye, Andrew Gamble, Daniel Tomatillo, and Edward Ozolins. They launched their debut EP, Dawn is Night, 3 years ago. They've been a bit quiet over the past 2 years with releasing only two singles. The latest is called Invisible. It dropped May 3rd. New music from Neuromantics here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Hola Canada coming up right after the latest here from Making Movies. New music from Making Movies here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK here on a Tuesday morning. Making Movies. Well, it's four guys, two sets of brothers with very international backgrounds. The Chai brothers hail from Santiago, Panama and Kansas City, Missouri. The brothers Charand are from Guadalajara, Mexico. The foursome are getting ready to release a new collection called I Am Another You. Actually, it came out May 24th. The song I just aired there, which is I'm really digging, is called Delilah, and it features Ruben Blades helping out on vocals. Well, it is time for the first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is a part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to play it, follow it up, rather, with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject, Hola Canada. Hola Canada, with Canada spelled with a K, are a five-piece female-fronted mixed-gender dream pop slash alt pop slash electronica band. Even though their band name has Canada in it, they're actually from London. These guys are relatively new, but feel like veterans to me. The sound is tight and very well constructed. I found them first in 2017 when they dropped their first single. They've been relatively quiet over the past 2 years, but then I saw that they released this new single called Red, which came out May 24th, and I decided to make them today's Lineage. That's how we get here. So this is Hola Canada. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Down the streets, we could race the skateboard down the hill. We would chase the beggars around the playground. I could laugh when your knee bleeds. My mom could cook us things. I'll make the burgers out of the grass. Climb the rainbow, sprint with cars. you've got a place to be. I got a place to see, and all I have is just a dream. You got a memory, you got a place to be. I got a place to see, and all I have is just a dream. You got a memory, you got a place to be. I got a place to see, and all I have is just a dream. You got a memory, you got a place to be. I got a place to see, and all I have is just a dream.
WMFO, Freeform Radio from Tufts University. It's TK here with music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Ola Canada Fantasy. It was released in 2017 as a standalone single, but it was also included in their self-titled debut EP that came out that same year. Hey, if you want to do another installment of music you might otherwise miss, join me Thursdays 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. We do the same kind of concept as we're doing here, sans the new release show. So if you want to get another dose of music you might otherwise miss, join me Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. WBRS. It's all good. Keeping the music going here with a tune, or with a visit, rather, to a today's reissue release of the week. It's from Tears for Fears. Their 1983 debut album, The Hurting, has been remastered, and also a deluxe version with been produced with like three versions of Change, an instrumental version of Suffer the Children, for example. Obviously, I had several choices to pick to play for you today. I ended up going with Pale Shelter. So this is Tears for Fears with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. Freeform Radio.
Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Black Fever. The Black Fever is a, quote, post-punk indie rock band based in Toronto, comprised of Shu, who does the vocals and guitar, Pat Bram, bass and backup vocals, Dan Purpura, he does the drums. The band's music mixes guitar-based post-punk influences and with lead bass lines and propulsive drums while reflecting the band's focus on melody and concise songwriting, unquote. It kind of covers it, doesn't it? It's a nice little tune. They're an unsigned band. Just self-released that new single. It's called No Work. Came out on May 24th. Has a nice sound to it. All right. Keeping things going here with a tune, a new track from a band called Seaside. So Seaside, which is also a terrible name for a band because I found four other bands with that same name, and I've actually played one of them before a couple years back. Anyway, this Seaside is unsigned. They're mixed-gendered indie, sultry dream pop four-piece from Byron Bay, Australia. I first found them, at least this Seaside, in 2017 with the release of their EP, Wavy Baby. For 2019, they released a standalone single, Sycamore. New music from Seaside here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
brand new stuff from Sarah Beth Nelson here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University, and also available online at WMFO.org. Sarah Beth Nelson, she fronts a four-member band out of San Francisco. They've been together for a couple of years now. They got a deal with Burger Records a few years back, which is how I found them. That was back in 2017. Then I got to see her also at the South by Southwest that same year. For 2019, Sarah's releasing her third full-length album, Weird Glow, on June 28th. The song I just featured there is Paralyzed Waltz, and it's one of the album's pre-release singles. Next up on this morning's playlist, it's a tune from Louise Aubrey. She's an unsigned indie pop punk songstress from London, but now based in New York City. On May 24th, she just self-released her fourth studio album. It's titled When I Don't Love You, I'll Let You Know. Hit the stores on May 24th. Song I picked to share with you is Enough. New music from Louise Aubrey here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
It's all feel the same.
91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Sorcha Richardson. She's a singer-songwriter from Dublin, Ireland. She's been making music all her life. She wrote in her bio that she started her first band when she was only 10 years old. I think she's developed since then. She just released this new single, Don't Talk About It, on May 24th. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.